winter's frost. Looking for a searching heart, wondering if they're lost. We walked behind the street side homes to the Omakote door, but silence was the only thing we found there on the floor. Then we saw the smoke arising from a shed out in the back, a barn-like wooden structure with a window in the crack. We knocked upon the door, not knowing what we'd find, but the father had a daughter there with a seeking heart and mind. She heard the choir singing on the airwaves in the morn. A prayer was whispered softly and a brand new hope was born. Send me the truth, she pleaded to the winter sky above. And we were led by smoke and spirit to a witness of his love. She invited us inside and said I knew you'd come today. She'd heard the tabernacle choir and she started in to pray. We taught her of the grove of trees of Joseph and the light. We left the Book of Mormon there to guide her through the night. We had a conference to attend, so we left her for a while. But we carried in our memories the sunshine of her smile. 2 weeks passed by quickly, and when we returned again, the spirit in that little room was like a steady friend. The Joseph Smith pamphlet was standing on the table, with a candle burning bright as if it were a sacred label. She'd read the Book of Mormon once and then she read it twice. She said, I know it's true, I found the living words of Christ. Where the foundations were laid, from a courtyard in the cold to a fire in her soul, a prayer, a song, a miracle that made a daughter whole. She stayed in touch through all the years, drying all the lonely tears. Lop and Ron to 1973.